Well,
yes.
We're all screwed up on this Reynolds thing, and I told him you better see him. I don't think we ought to be telling them that they've got to, who they've got to have as national commitment out there, even if both senators said that. I think it's a matter for them to determine, and I think that's worse than they're getting in primaries. And I think you better sit down and talk to Reynolds, because he's about to lead the movement against us. He thinks that we're pretty rough here, saying to them who they can have as their national commitment, or we'll ostracize them. And I don't think it's up to Nelson. If Nelson wants to run somebody against Lucy, let him run them, and let us keep our hands off. Let's don't tell them who they can have and who they can't. I'm a little afraid of that. And I think that he's here, and I told him I wanted you to see him before he left, try to get this thing. I don't want him going back out there saying that he and Proxmire and four congressmen and Lucy all feel it. They ought to be able to select their own national commitment. Cliff Carter tells them he won't recommend a judge, and they won't have anything in the White House. People are freely quoting the White House as dictating who's going to run out there, and I don't think that we ought to be getting in state chairman or national commitment or any of those things. How can I do it consistently and say I don't interfere with party matters in the state? I think we're getting sucked in there on Nelson's side. I don't think we ought to be on anybody's side. I think we ought to let them handle those internal matters. They're going to fight among themselves out there all the time. And I think we ought to be friendly with Nelson and try to be friendly with Proxmire and the governor, but not be telling him who they can have.
Yes, sir, I think exactly right.
Well, now, who told us that we had to say that Pat Lucy couldn't be national commitment?
This was a
well, they ain't gonna have any common ground. They won't do it. And they've made you a fall guy and just a plain damn fool. That's what we are. We're trying to tell them who to make national commitment. Well, did we commit to him that we'd be against Lucy? We've tried to, but we ought to be doing that, Cliff. We'll let them work it out. We just can't. Anyway, you see him this afternoon and just tell him that we can't dictate to him what to do and tell him what the problem was, try to keep him running against him and so forth. But he's got an awful had a low opinion of us now, and we won't have that state if we're not awful careful. No, no, he's out. He left here, I guess, 3 minutes ago. Maybe Bill's talking to him. I don't think so, but it may be. Do you want to talk to him? All right. Now, I don't know whether he'll call you or you call him, but you try to do it as soon as you get through this luncheon. Now, what is the problem with Pell?
I don't know if there's a problem.
Well, that's awfully dangerous because, you know, he's on that Jordan committee, and we've been staying away from him. It's almost breaking into jail. And be awfully friendly and nice. Try to stay out of the public limelight as much as you can. Because they'll have you up there fixing that thing that they're going to vote on tomorrow. And you just show up at the goddamnest places at the right time. He didn't tell you what he wants to see you about? Well, maybe you better not mention the committee. And get rid of the way as soon as you can. Do you see what I mean? They're going to have a crucial vote tomorrow on whether to continue the Baker investigation or not. And he's going to be a crucial man. And you having lunch with him today in front of all the senators in front of him, you see. You follow me?
Yes.
It's like you're showing up with Baker almost in front of all of them. So get in and get out as quick as you can and get Reynolds on the phone. We'll talk later.
All right.